This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, why the Sparkle icon product teams use for artificial intelligence doesn't satisfy Europe's upcoming content disclosure law.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
If you strip away the brand logos and the surrounding interface, showing someone that tiny four-pointed glowing star on a button doesn't signal artificial intelligence to anyone at all.
Not to a single person. In Nielsen Norman Group's 2024 study, Kate Kaplan showed that exact glyph out of context to 107 participants, using examples from apps like Lyft and Plane Finder, and not one person identified it as AI.
They guessed visual polish or favoriting an item. One person literally told the researchers that in the absence of a heart, they thought the star would allow them to save items.
Which makes complete sense when you look at why that symbol was chosen in the first place. It was designed as a feature badge to sell delight, not as a content provenance label to satisfy a legal auditor.
Right. Zoom's Madison Holbrook actually told Fast Company that the sparkle carries a sense of wonder and delight, capturing what she called AI's almost magical quality in a single, universally understood symbol.
But a symbol meant to convey magic is entirely different from what Article 50 of the EU AI Act requires starting August 2nd, 2026. The law isn't interested in selling features.
It demands a label that is clear, visible, accessible to assistive technology, and durable enough to survive if the content gets reshared. It is a stamp proving where an output came from, not a promotional badge for what a tool can do.
And the Sparkle was never built to be an origin stamp. Google started putting it on Google Docs Explorer back in 2016, and according to internal research by Rose Pozos and Leonard Schmidt, by 2024, there were nearly 100 distinct AI Sparkle variants across Google products alone,
running at a quarterly growth rate as high as 37% at times. Google basically spent 8 years flooding its ecosystem with Sparkles to signal feature availability.
But wait, Pozos and Schmidt also ran a massive study on icon recognition, surveying 2,000 participants across 8 countries for Google. And their findings flatly contradict the NNG study.
What did Google find?
Google found that users do recognize sparkles as signaling AI. In their testing, a single sparkle communicated that effectively. And combined marks, like a microphone paired with a sparkle, performed even better across those 8 countries.
Sure, but look at who conducted that research and what they were actually measuring. Google spent nearly a decade normalizing that symbol across its own suite. So testing recognition among Google users is measuring familiarity with Google's own branding.
NNG's test removed all context and branding entirely. But the bigger issue isn't even which research team got the higher recognition score. It's that neither study actually evaluated what Article 50 mandates.
Exactly. Pozos and Schmidt explicitly noted in their paper that participants cared more about trusting an AI feature than about identifying which specific kind of AI was involved in creating something.
Signaling that AI is present somewhere nearby on a toolbar is a fundamentally different job from labeling a specific piece of generated content as machine-made.
Read across that gap, and the argument that today's toolbar Sparkle satisfies the EU regulatory requirement just completely collapses. Neither study proves it works for provenance, because neither study asked it to prove provenance.
The European Commission clearly agrees, because they didn't leave designers to guess what an Article 50 disclosure mark should look like. They published their own free icon set specifically for this rule.
That set includes 3 distinct icons, right?
3 icons, each offered in 4 color variants, with no attribution required. 1 icon for AI-assisted content generally, 1 for content fully generated by a machine, and 1 for human work that an AI modified.
And if you inspect that set, the split between a feature badge and a provenance mark is immediately obvious. None of those 3 commission icons replace the toolbar Sparkle that announces a capability.
They belong on the actual artifact, not on the button that generated it. And the commission was explicitly clear about the limits here. Downloading their icons does not establish legal compliance by itself.
In fact, the commission's own testing reached the exact same conclusion Kate Kaplan arrived at in her 2024 NNG study.
Which was that performance improved across every single measure when the basic icon was accompanied by a text label. Kaplan's original recommendation was to never ship a sparkle without text next to it.
That recommendation used to be best practice advice. Now, for any product team shipping software to European users, it is becoming load-bearing compliance reality.
Vitaly Friedman made this exact point in his rundown of the new guidelines for Smashing Magazine. He argued that a barely visible icon, a footnote, or a label that flashes and vanishes won't clear the regulatory bar.
Friedman pointed to IBM's Carbon Design System AI label as one of the few production patterns built specifically for durability and clarity rather than delight.
So design system maintainers and product teams are essentially stuck holding two separate requirements now. The sparkle already sitting in their component library can stay on the button to sell the feature.
But they now owe their users a second, durable mark directly on the content itself to disclose its origin.
It's very similar to how regulation previously forced chatbot interfaces to stop hiding human handoffs behind friendly, vague design elements and explicitly disclose what was happening.
Building that second content mark isn't just a restyle or tweak of the first one. They perform two completely separate roles in the user interface.
The sparkle will keep doing what it was hired to do. Selling a feature is something delightful worth clicking on.
But what it cannot do in any application where it appears is tell a screen reader, a web browser, or a regulator which specific pixels a machine actually made.
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.